637.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Paul Parent Garden Club. Merry Christmas to all of you. It's just a few days away now. The shopping is crazy. The weather is even crazier. And if we can help you with getting a good book for friends and family members, or for a good plant for family members, give us a call. 855-660-4261, and we'll work together so that you can have the right plant or some good information that will help them to become a better gardener. The good news is winter is official, started yesterday, but the days are getting longer. The short days are over, and every day we'll be gaining some precious seconds of daylight, soon minutes, and before long we'll be back to normal. So look at it that way. The days are getting longer, and that is a good thing. Weather's been crazy across the whole country, making it difficult for everybody to travel, and today they're calling for ice for central Maine, northern New Hampshire, Vermont, New York State, all the way to Michigan. Rain south of that, and heavy snow in northern Maine, up to a foot up in the Presque Isle area. So it's going to be a crazy day, like it has been all late fall so far this year. But we're ready to help you to prepare for the season and help you with your plants, your Christmas tree care, your greens care, and what to do with these plants after the holidays, what to do with the decorations after the holidays, and how to recycle what you have to help protect your existing plants. And again, all you have to do is call 855-660-4261. It's toll-free, and we can work together to make your property storm damage-free. It's a long winter. We have all of January, all of February. Those are the two crazy months where anything can happen. Just in the south, no, in the north and in the west, temperatures can change like almost overnight. So be prepared and know what to do with your plants in case things do change. And, you know, if you want some ideas, we're here to help you, because there are some wonderful plants that are almost foolproof for those of you that have friends or family, and a good plant would be a present that they would enjoy. Because there are some plants that could create a problem if you don't know what the conditions are. And that's the secret when you're selecting a plant. If you're going to go to a greenhouse, a garden center, and you're going to select a tropical plant or a flowering plant for friends or families for the holidays, know where the exposure is. Does their house have a lot of windows that face south where it's going to get plenty of light? Does the house have windows that are east and west and north facing where you're going to get just light but no direct sun? The temperature that the house is kept at, the type of a house that they live in, is it an older home with drafty type windows, or is it a newer home with the really tight windows and drafts are no longer a problem? Because certain plants will tolerate drafty windows while others will not, and more plants will survive and thrive in a south-facing window. If you have had in the past problems with insects on your house plants, think back about it. And we'll talk a bit today about some of the insects and what to look for and how to prevent them organically and chemically. And some can easily be controlled with just putting them in the shower and giving them a nice, steamy, soapy shower, and that will take many of the insects right off the plant. And we'll discuss that in length today. So any questions, call Tom, 855-660-4261, and together we can finish up that shopping and give people exactly what they would like, what they'll enjoy. And right now, a lot of the greenhouses have some great and unusual tropical plants. Plants like bromeliads, orchids, and many, many varieties of plants that you don't see at other times of the year. Spathiphyllum, anthurium are a couple of others. And then all of your traditional Christmas plants like the poinsettia, the Christmas cactus, the cyclamen for cooler homes, Christmas cherries, Christmas peppers, different types of begonias with wonderful flowers all winter long on your windowsill, great amaryllis bulbs that will bloom after the holidays when planted, and a whole array of wonderful houseplants, whether it's for a hanging basket, for a window, a floor plant, to bring a little bit of life into the house, and what to do, how to water, how to fertilize, insect control, what these insects are, and how they can move if they're not under control. So if you have any questions, don't be shy. The way that you learn is to ask, and I'm going to give you a whole bunch of things today that will help you to select the right plants. And in the second hour, we'll talk about some of the great gardening books. And if you get my newsletter, it's going to be coming out on Tuesday this week. All of the books that we're going to be talking about today in the second hour that will give you some ideas for your special gardener, and I know it will help them. But this is a time to, you know, enjoy the holidays and decorate and enjoy Mother Nature and all the fun plants that come with it. And the fun decorations. All of your various greens that vary from state to state. The fun plants like mistletoe. Just remember that if you have purchased fresh mistletoe, and many nurseries will sell both the preserved with little white plastic berries and the real mistletoe. Now, the one thing that you need to know about mistletoe, and probably the most important, is the little white berries are very poisonous. So if you have toddlers in your home and you want to have all the fun that comes around with the mistletoe, buy the preserve with the artificial berries, because the little white berries on the mistletoe will probably fall one at a time from the cut mistletoe. Even though it's fresh, it will fall because it's not in water. And if you've got toddlers or young children that are crawling and they see the berry on the floor and they eat it, there could be some serious problems. So be aware of it. If you've got little kids, artificial mistletoe. If the kids are all grown up, then buy the real stuff and have a great time. And again, if we can help you, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. You give us a call. We'll work together, and you will have a great holiday season. Don't be shy. That's my job, and I'm here to help you to have a better holiday season. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome to the Paul Pancat Club. Our phone number again is toll free 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Tom, who do we have up first this hour?
Next up, we've got Sandy with a question about Rosebush.
Sandy, welcome, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you, Paul. Calling up here from Belgrade Lake. I have what's called a flower carpet rose. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes, the great roses.
Yeah, good for people who have, especially me, who have no idea how to grow roses. Mine's about 8 years old, and it really does produce just probably 1,000 small roses each summer. It's really incredible, and only gets 3 hours of sunlight, so that's even more incredible because I live in the woods. But my question is it, you know, because of that, it's leggy, and it's gotten up over my railing on my porch, so it's like maybe 5 feet tall. And then I actually tethered it because it was falling out into the pathway. And my problem is I didn't trim it. And now I'm trying to shovel the snow off the patio. And
Right. It's
in the way, and I'm really just, I don't know what to do.
Okay. The best thing to do is now it's standing all by itself, right? It's not up against a wall or a fence?
Correct.
Okay. What I would do, it's too late to drive a stake in the ground because the ground is frozen and you probably have a little bit of snow left. What I would do is get a piece of string, green string, that's used in the garden, and try and pull the rows together.
Mm.
And that way, each of the individual branches will brace each other and will make it become a lot stronger. I do not want you to prune roses at this time of the year. In a cold climate, and that would be from Maine to, well, Washington, Virginia, if you're going down the coast and maybe even into the Carolinas, you don't want to be pruning roses at this time of the year. If you head west into Tennessee and areas like that, you definitely don't want to prune either, because every cut that you make right now, the plant's dormant, and it won't be able to create a scab where you make the cut. And when the wind starts to blow in the next couple of months, and if there's snow cover, it's going to pull the moisture out of that rose bush, and it's going to die back. So for now, tie it up. That will help to brace it. Try and throw the snow around it.
Mm-hmm.
And then next spring, in March, when the weather decides to settle down, you can take that flower carpet rose and cut it in half. So if it's 5 feet tall, you can take 2.5 feet right off of it. It will make it bush out. It'll be thicker. It'll be fuller. And it will double the amount of flowers from last year that will develop on that plant. Flower carpet rose was developed in Australia. And it's won numerous prizes all over the world. It's not a grafted rose. And it comes in a multitude of colors. And in the springtime, you go down to your local nursery, they will have it. And it's getting more and more and more popular. And I planted some at my house. When they're done blooming, I cut the plant back by 25%. And shoo, it gets another 6-8 inches of new growth. It comes into bloom again. When it gets done blooming, I cut half of the new growth, and it will bloom again. And it will bloom all summer long. And that's what I love about it.
Mm. Just so people know, I don't bloom. I don't prune mine. And like I said, with 3 hours of sunlight and no knowledge of roses, that thing, I can't kill it, and it just blooms and blooms and blooms until frost.
Yep. It's a wonderful rose. It's a rose we started promoting about 2 years ago. As I said, it was developed in Australia. It's been grown worldwide and disease resistant compared to a lot of roses out there. And the more you cut it back to remove the faded flowers, the more new growth it makes and the more flowers it forms. So, you know, a flower carpet rose could be a good... I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. We are all done with the wreaths and the centerpieces. The place is cleaned up and back to normal. I can feel my fingers again, finally. And we had a great year. We want to thank all of you who ordered wreaths and centerpieces. And I want to remind you, if you take a picture of your wreath on your door or your centerpiece on the table during the Christmas holidays, send us a picture by Christmas Day, and you want to send it to the Paul Parent Garden Club on Facebook. And during the day on Christmas, when all the kids are here, we're going to go through all the pictures and we're going to pick what we think is the best looking display for a wreath and the best use of a centerpiece on the table. And we will award a free garden journal to two different families. So if you get a chance, take a picture and go to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Make sure you put "the" in front of it. Post a picture, a little description, and when everybody is here on Christmas Day, we'll choose one, we'll give you a call, and we'll send you a garden journal that will help you to plan out your garden. This is a great book. We have sold about 400 of them. And the publisher is down to his last, I think, 100 or 150. So They're almost gone. If you want them, give us a call today, and we'll get it out in the mail on Monday, and we'll send out priority. You may not get it till the day after Christmas, but we'll do the best to get it to you. If you're local, then you probably will get it on Tuesday. Anyways, our phone number, again, is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Howard from New Hampshire with a question about Christmas cactus.
Howard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you, too, Paul.
Thank you.
I have a Christmas cactus that actually is a Thanksgiving cactus, and it's out for blooming now, but it's getting leggy. What do I do about cutting it back?
Okay. You don't want to cut it back now. The reason is the Christmas cactus is a plant that if it gets short days, it will reset a whole bunch of brand new flower buds. And I've seen it happen where they'll bloom Christmas, they'll bloom in mid-January, and they'll bloom again at the end of February or early March. And then in April, then you can cut it back and you can take rooting cuttings. So what you're going to do, for those of you that have Christmas cactus, the flowers are done. Take that plant, put it in a room where you're going to have good light, but no direct sun, so a north-facing window, okay? And if you can put it in a room where maybe you're able to turn off the heat and keep it on the cool side. So if you have an office or a spare bedroom, turn off the heat in there, just, you know, close the radiator or the louvers for a baseboard, and cool that room down. Give it plenty of light, but no direct sun. And within 3 or 4 weeks, it will set all new buds and will be in bloom in about 4 to 5 weeks. You want to feed it every couple of weeks with a liquid food, a fish emulsion, or any of the blue fertilizers that are out there. If you're using dynamite, that's a good product also, and you won't have to refeed. Don't repot, and it will come into bloom. It won't be as dramatic as it was originally, but it will rebloom, I'm going to say, close to 60%. When the flower buds form, bring them out to a warmer area, more light. They'll pop open, they'll give you color, and then repeat the process. Now, if you've got a bright basement, then you could put it in that bright basement for a 3 to 4 week period. And I've put them in the little basement windows right on that sill where it's been cool but dark, and they have come into bloom very well. Now, in March, when the blooming cycle is over, your days are long, look at the individual stems of your cactus, and it looks like your fingers. There are joints, and you're going to take the cutting where there's like a knuckle. Break it off right there. Dip them in rooting powder, and you can buy rooting powder at any garden center. A 4-inch pot, put 3, maybe 4 cuttings. A 6-inch pot, I would put 5 to 7 cuttings, but dip it in rooting powder, shake off the excess, push it in some fresh potting soil, give it a good drink, put it near a nice sunny window, and they will root, grow, and they will be absolutely beautiful. All of your commercial greenhouses right now, any of the Christmas cactus that are done blooming, or they're using as stock plants, they're taking cuttings right now for next year to make more plants. So if you want to enjoy the color, north-facing, cool temperature. If you want to take cuttings, I would prefer that you wait until March because you could be losing two more sets of flowers. Now, how many plants do you have that will flower three times in one season? And especially during the winter, where we need a sign that things are going to show us some color. It's cold outside, it's snowy, traveling is harsh. Today, the whole part of New England, New York, and Michigan, they're calling for an ice storm. You're stuck in the house. You've got the Christmas cactus that will give you a lot of color. And there are other plants that will rebloom the same way. And we'll talk about those today. So if you have any concern, give us a call. But break them off at the knuckle. You want to have a piece that's going to be anywhere between 4 and 6 inches in length. And again, a 4-inch pot, 3 to 5 cuttings spaced evenly. A 6-inch pot, you can put 6, 7, 8 cuttings in there. Most of them are going to root with the rooting powder. Keep it moist, but not wet. And give it plenty of light, but no real direct sun until the roots form on the plant. And they will form in about a 2 to 3 week period. And then, when the weather is good, you're going to put it outside, and it's going to grow on your deck, your porch, your patio. But when you put it outside, what you're going to do is you're going to pinch the tip of every cutting that you have put in that pot. And by pinching that cutting, side shoots will develop, and that single long stem that looks like your finger with knuckles will send out side branches. And your plant will get thicker and fuller, and next fall we'll have a ton of buds. But the main thing right now, keep it cool so that the flower doesn't open and go by so quickly. And the same thing with all of your house plants and cut flowers especially. If you get cut flowers, whether they are tropical in nature, a common mum, common roses, bulbs like tulips and daffodils and iris and lilies, they will outlast your expectation if you can keep them in a cool area of your home. Never on top of the TV, never in a room where you have a wood stove, a fireplace going. As cool as possible. That's the secret. If you have lilies, the pollen sacs that form as the lily open, pull all the pollen sacs off. And that will extend the life of that lily, probably 2 days. Change the water on a regular basis. And if you see that the vase is getting a little moldy or feels sticky, take the flowers off, rinse the vase, wash it, add fresh water, then take your flower stems and run them under warm water to get some of that algae buildup that may be on the stems. Then take some scissors and put a fresh cut on the bottom of the stem. Then put it back on your table and enjoy it. Now, one thing that helps on all cut flowers is temperature. So get into the routine that every morning and even every night, instead of adding water, because the flowers and the greens are going to need water, put a handful of ice cubes or ice chips in it It will cool down the water. It will slow down the opening of the blossom and extend the life of your cut flowers. If you have a centerpiece, water as needed. And it could be every day. The centerpieces that we've made, they need to be watered every day. They all have a plastic liner. Take your finger, put it in between the oasis, that green foam, and the container. And if there's a space, add some water. It does go a long, long way in extending the life. And a fresh centerpiece like we've made will last you well into New Year's if you can keep the water. Now, the other thing, when you have a centerpiece, watch the candle. It's fresh greens. It's balsam, white pine, arborvitae, eucalyptus, and whatever we've used or the florists have used. And they will get dry. You know, you may have some German status. You may have some reindeer moss in it. But if you do have a centerpiece that you're using with candles, watch the candle. And if you want to last until New Year's, your candles are getting short, stop by the store, pick up some fresh candles, take the little bits and pieces, put it in the drawer, because someday you'll lose power. And when you do, you'll have those little short ends of candles that will give you some light when there's no power in your home. So don't throw them away. And call us.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number here is toll free, 855-660-4261. And it's an exciting time of the year. And if you're not quite sure what your favorite gardener would like, give us a call. And we'll talk it out and try and give you some ideas so that you can select the right plant or the right tool or the right gardening book that will help them with their garden. Again, that number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Alan from New Hampshire with a question about white pine.
Alan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning. I have some white pine that are very tall, probably 75 feet plus, and it's really restricting me on what I can do as far as growing plants, sun-loving plants. And I was wondering, is there anything I can do to trim those or pop them or something just so I can reduce the height?
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, if you want to keep them at a certain height, you can cut them back, and that's not a problem. It's best done towards the end of February into early March. Right now, the plant is dormant, but again, if we do a lot of pruning, especially on evergreen plants, you could get some additional dieback due to dehydration. So wait till the end of the year, then stand back and walk around that plant and say, okay, you know, there's no branches for the first 20 feet, and then the next 20 or 30 feet is full of them. I can take a tall ladder, a pole pruner, and I can create a shape. And I have a pine tree in my backyard in my Japanese garden. And, oh, it's about a 12-inch diameter tree, and it's only 20 feet tall. And every year I go out there and I cut most of the new growth off, sometimes only leaving an inch or less, and have kept it so that it's a small tree. It's gotten thicker, it's gotten fuller. I've created a very unique shape, kind of a giant bonsai plant. And that's what you can do. So you just tell that plant what you want done. Take your time. And with a pine, don't worry about painting or treating where you made the cuts. And it's very, very easy to do. So you walk up to that plant, walk around it, make two or three cuts. Walk around it, make two or three cuts until you create the shape that you want. You know, try and make it more natural looking than something that's cut flat right off the top and looks like you took head shears and just chopped it off. So you can cut it to be more rounded. You can cut it to be pyramidal. And if you do that every year or two, you can keep it exactly at that size. A blue spruce, the same thing. If you have a blue spruce, I mean, they're going to get up to be 100 feet tall. But if you prune it every year, you can keep a blue spruce to 6 to 10 feet. So you take out your pruners, your loppers, your ladders, and get somebody to help you to hold the ladder and say to the plant, I'm doing this for your own good, and you can create a great-looking shape to that plant.
And that would be in the spring or early spring, I should do that?
Yeah, towards the end of winter. If you see that the month of March is nice, then do it in March. All of your commercial orchards that do apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, all of your fruits, they all do all of their pruning during the month of March. Your days are a lot longer. The likelihood of a heavy, heavy snow is a lot less in March than it is in January and February. The days are warmer, and you can get out there and you can do that selective pruning, no problem at all. Make sure your tools are sharp. You want to make a clean cut. You don't want to break off the branches. That way they'll bleed and you'll have sap every place. Cut them at a slight angle so that the rain and the snow doesn't sit on a flat surface, and you can create a beautiful plant.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.